7:42. At any moment now, the president could be calling. So I'm glad I was able to get through that before he started calling, because if he had called then, I would have had to answer the phone.
Later, loser. Later, loser.
Barely got through that. Did you notice?
Later, loser.
See, he's calling for Pucks in Prague?
Later, loser.
Don't think so. I mean, maybe he's calling early
later,
for that.
Later, loser. Later, loser.
Good morning, Mr. President. How are you today?
Good morning, Cochran.
Back from Japan.
If I appear a little slap-happy, I'm still jet-lagged from my Tokyo flight. You know, my morning tweet clock's completely off. Completely.
Sure. Makes sense, Mr. President. Who wouldn't
By the way, can I just wish my lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, a belated happy birthday?
Sure you can, but remember, it's a billable hour.
Happy belated birthday, Rudy. Hell of a guy. We make a great team. I have the biggest ego. He has the biggest teeth. And when I get tired of making outrageous statements to the press, I send him out to make outrageous statements to the press.
He's no disappointment in that area. Look, it's rare when you and I agree, but I agree with you on this.
You know, Rudy's one of the most, out of all my lawyers and all the people that have represented me, he's one of the almost least corrupt. He really is. You know, has he made my administration better? No. But can he bring people together across the political spectrum by telling absurd truths? Also, no. Where am I going with? You know, I should have just left it at happy belated birthday, Rudy.
Probably so, but quite the tribute. How was Japan?
Can I just tell you, I love Japan. Love it. Especially the little bonsai trees. They make my hands look huge.
I'll bet. You know, Dave Ennett and I were talking. We saw you tweeting photos of your time golfing with the Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe.
You know, can I just tell you, Shinzo Abe Vigoda cheats at golf almost as much as I do. Now, I know, I couldn't believe it either. Now, I will say you, there's a tremendous advantage playing golf with the Japanese. You probably know this, Cochran. Mm-hmm. Every time I'd hit a shot, Abe would bow to me. Mm-hmm. And when he was in mid-bow, I'd quickly drop another ball and hit it. Never had to take a mulligan. Completely legal. It's called international play in the record books.
Okay.
Got so many strokes off my game. It really did.
Make a note of it. Were you the first foreign dignitary to meet the new Japanese emperor? I mean, how was that?
Oh, tremendous. Melania and I had a great dinner with the emperor. What's his name again? Emperor Palpatine Nariagato Mr. Rabato. Yeah, he's like the Asian Queen Elizabeth over there.
You know, there's been a lot of talk about you being in agreement with Kim Jong-un about Vice President Joe Biden being a low IQ individual. I mean, talk a little bit about that.
Please, have you seen Kim Dong-un's haircut? You know, he lets some North Korean barber do that to him every couple of weeks. So if anyone knows low IQ individuals, it's Kim, okay? Now, look, we agree on at least two things, Kim and I. One, Joe Biden. And two, the Meat Lover's Pizza with traditional crust is the best thing on the menu at Pizza Hut. Hands down. Hands down.
It's again, I find myself agreeing with you with at least part of that statement. You concerned at all about the missile testing that's happening again?
Cochran, have you seen their missiles? They're not even Roman candles. You're going to buy way bigger stuff to light off at your 4th of July barbecue, believe me.
And you talked about Nancy Pelosi since your successful, or I should say unsuccessful, meeting together at the White House. You calling her or anything?
No, I haven't, but everyone will be happy to know that we are planning on having several more unsuccessful meetings that get postponed and rescheduled throughout the next couple of weeks. So we'll continue to talk extensively about why we're not talking, believe me.
Sounds like Washington at its finest. Hey, John Cryer, the actor, is the latest star to get vocal about wanting to get you thrown out, impeached. What do you want to say about him?
Did you just call John Cryer a star?
Yeah, actually I did. Yeah.
It's like saying Congressman Adam Schiff has a neck. It's just not true.
Okay.
A short neck.
Yeah.
He's pencil neck. Look, I'm going to sweat, you know, I'm not going to sweat the guy who had second billing on Two and a Half Men, okay? Now, how bad do you have to be at your job to be outranked by Charlie Sheen? Tell me that. Look, his last name says it all, right? Cryer. He's a crier. Describes him to a T. That would be like if my last name was Donald, always right about everything and also super good looking and doesn't collude with Russia. I kind of like that. Is it too late to change it?
No, of course not. And you got John Voight in your corner. He said you're the greatest president since Abraham Lincoln.
Finally, someone with some common sense. It's fantastic. I always knew I loved John Voight. He's certainly no John Crybaby, that's for sure. But John Voight, I will tell you, John Voight is the James Woods of Scott Baio's. He really is.
Makes total sense. Finally, we understand your son Don Jr.'s got a book deal. Well, you must be quite proud. What are the details?
You know, frankly, I've never seen Donnie more motivated to start a project. He's already looking at source material he can plagiarize. Seriously, just you wait. It's going to be the next great American novel. You didn't hear it from me, but the working title is To Kill a Mockingbird and 50 Other Endangered Animals I'd Like to Hunt. You know, I heard his publisher, you know, instead of ink, they're going to use this tar-like crap that he puts in his hair to print the books.
Is that what it is, tar-like crap? Is that what it says on the label, tar-like
crap? That's what it is, tar-like crap.
Well, can't wait to read that for sure.
I can't tell you how proud I am of Donnie, you know, writing his first book. And I'm also proud of my son Eric, who just signed a deal to read his first book.
I'm very excited for both of them. It's a banner Trump day. Listen, Mr. President, we're going to have to run. Thanks for calling.
Later, loser.
Once again, that's Steve Gazanich's favorite part of the call.
Hashtag later loser.
That's so good.
What if he doesn't say it once?
Oh, it would be disappointing, Brian.
Yeah. Wouldn't be the end of the call. We'd still be on the phone.
Right.
Donald, always right about everything and also super good looking and doesn't collude with Russia. It seems long, but that's what he wants to change his name to.